When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So it is October 31st, 2019, which means that it is just about time for me to dive into updating the Thunder Punch Daily feed with 30 more episodes, microcasts, tiny audio essays. Why? Well, if you haven't tuned in a while, and it's likely that you haven't, because I haven't updated it in a year, well, almost a year, every November, my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I challenge ourselves and everybody else to check in over the month of November with some kind of audio journaling about your art. The event is called Art Sound Off, hashtag Art Sound Off. And you can read about it at artsoundoff.com. Actually, we just rolled out a whole bunch of new prompts for this year, which are designed to be a little bit more open to interpretation. So less of a leading question as it is just a word. Riff on that word. See what you can do with it. So once again, that's artsoundoff.com. Now, there's different levels of participation. You can check in, you know, once a week, once for the entire month. You don't even have to share your audio journaling. The whole idea is just to practice this idea of thinking aloud about your art and why you do it. Whether or not you share it with the world is kind of incidental to the challenge. Although if you do share it with the world, we just ask that you use the Art Sound Off hashtag so we can all follow along and see what everybody else thinks about making their art. But what about my plan? So I do, Rob and I both feel a strong pull to do the sort of the super plan where you check in every day. So 30 updates over the course of November. And every year I check in with Thunder Punch Daily. I've been doing this, what, 5 years now? Where, you know, once a year I do 30 audio essays. Last year I did 30 pieces of a draft of an audiobook on how to lead comics workshops, which I just took down. Those are no longer available. Years past, I did various other kinds of experimentation with audio journaling. This year I decided to do something that's like not so much of a hack of like a super hack to the challenge, but having done this for many years, I thought, well, what can I do that would feel different yet feel cohesive and like a finished, not a finished thing, but like sort of like a themed thing? Can I add a theme this year of my own to the Art Sound Off challenge? And so what I've decided to do is do 30 essays about 30 Transformers characters. Now, what does that mean? So I already picked all my characters. I've got them in a spreadsheet and they're, you know, lined up on what day I'm going to talk about each one of them. I'm going to alternate between Autobot and Decepticon, and I'm choosing Transformer characters from a variety of different Transformer series. So Gen 1, what everybody calls the original series, Beast Wars, Transformers Prime. I'm not going to do so much of some of the Japanese series like Headmasters or Scramble City, and I'm not going to be doing anything from Armada. I will be doing some Robots in Disguise characters from the 2001 series. It's just that I love the Transformers franchise and I think a lot about some of the characters, I don't have like encyclopedic knowledge of all of the various series, and I didn't want this to turn into a homework assignment. I wanted this to be something that is fairly easy to check in and check out of, something where I have a lot of thoughts on the topic where I can riff on it for 5-10 minutes at a go, and hopefully have something that's worth listening to, something that's thoughtful. Well, what does that mean, thoughtful? Well, I think as a cartoonist, somebody who thinks a lot about my own character designs, and somebody who was influenced a lot by the writing of those old Sunbow shows, Transformers, G.I. Joe, etc., I think I have some reflections on the character and why I connected with them. Like what made this character, both in terms of the writing and the visual design, what made them so appealing to me? And what problems did I have with them? And then going a little bit deeper, my relationship with the character over the years. So how did I feel about them when I was a kid? How do I feel about them now? So that's like sort of the guiding ideas of how I plan on going through each of these essays. Now, here's where we get to the most, probably not the most important, but this is a crucial piece of information I'm about to share. So wait for it. 1, 2, 3. This is going to be the only Thunder Punch Daily in the Thunder Punch Daily feed for our Sound Off. I am moving the updates to another site. I'm posting this here so that you know where to go. But I'm going to be updating all of my 2019 Art Sound Off entries at a website called 4millionyearslater.com. Any Transformers fans, you know what that refers to. In the original series, the Autobots crash landed on Earth and were in stasis for 4 million years, after which they woke up in 1984 and became cars and jets and tape players and things, right? 4millionyearslater.com. What is that website? Well, this is where we get to one of the reasons I chose to do this series of audio essays, is I'm about to launch a new weekly podcast with an old friend of mine where we watch one Generation 1 episode of Transformers per week and then talk about it for an hour and talk about the various things that I'll be covering in the audio essays, right? Talking about the story structure, talking about the way that it was executed, talking about the characters we like and the different fan theories we had over the years and the things that we think work and the things that we think are like a little bit more of their time, things that we think are a little bit weird, celebrating the silliness of a kid show that was written with some degree of kid logic. Why does Soundwave shrink? Who cares? It's neat that he's a tape player and a giant robot, that kind of thing. So once again, this feed will not update with any more Thunder Punch Daily episodes for this year. If you want to follow along with the audio essays, you need to go to 4millionyearslater.com. It will be linked in the show notes. Subscribe there. It might take a few days for the RSS feed to update so that you can subscribe through podcatchers like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I know you'll be able to listen in Spotify pretty quickly because it's an Anchor FM site. So once again, thank you to everybody who has been following along with Thunder Punch Daily over the years. I do hope you'll go check out 4millionyearslater.com so that you can follow along with the audio essays this year. And I hope those of you who are at least moderately interested will give this Art Sound Off thing a try. I know when I first started doing podcasting, I was super, super nervous about putting my voice out into the world. But I feel like a lot of good things came to my life as a result of sharing, you know, my perspective in that way. And I certainly leveled up my public speaking skills. So there's a lot of benefits to be had, personal benefits, networking benefits, and then also the benefit of just thinking hard about why you do what you do, being reflective about it, and being able to put words to it so that when you're having a conversation with other creative people, you can talk about this thing a little bit more easily. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's more, you can do it more easily than you could. So, Art Sound Off is the website for all the microcast people are going to be sharing. Or rather, that's where the rules are. And then the Art Sound Off hashtag is how to follow along. And once again, 4 million years later, all spelled out. So not the number 4, FourMillionYearsLater. 4millionyearslater.com is where you're going to be able to find the microcast for this month. Thanks again, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
Today, He-Man had to decide whether or not to chop down a tree. Now, the trees around you probably don't speak the way Skytree did. Or if they do, we haven't learned to hear them yet. But trees are living things. And when you respect a tree, you show that you care about all life. Life is a wonderful, precious gift. Learn to enjoy and respect it, and you'll be a happier, better person for it. Bye for now.